Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI and the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the core components of generative AI, including models, algorithms, and data, as well as the roles of machine learning and natural language processing. Additionally, we will provide an overview of training processes. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the main components that constitute generative AI. Main content core components, models, algorithms, and data. Generative AI relies on three fundamental components: models, algorithms, and data. Models are the mathematical frameworks that define how generative AI systems operate. Think of them as the blueprints for creating AI outputs. For example, a generative model can generate new content, such as text, images, or sounds, based on the patterns learned from the input data. Different types of models, like variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs, each have unique methods of generating content. Algorithms are the procedures or formulas that guide the model in processing data. They help the model make decisions and learn from the data it receives. For instance, a common algorithm used in generative AI is the generative adversarial network, GAN, which consists of two competing networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates content while the discriminator evaluates it, leading to improved output quality through iterative feedback. Another algorithm worth noting is the transformer model, which has revolutionized the field of natural language processing by enabling context-aware text generation. Data serves as the foundation for generative AI models. High quality, diverse datasets are crucial for training models effectively. For example, if a generative AI model aims to create realistic images, it needs access to a vast collection of images to learn from. The more comprehensive the dataset, the better the model can generalize and produce new content. In the case of text generation, a model trained on a variety of text sources, from articles to social media posts, can generate content that resonates with different audiences. Role of machine learning and natural language processing. Machine learning, ML, plays a pivotal role in generative AI by enabling models to learn from data without being explicitly programmed. ML algorithms analyze patterns and relationships within the data, allowing the model to make predictions or generate new content based on learned information. Natural language processing, NLP, is a subset of machine learning focused on understanding and generating human language. In the context of generative AI, NLP techniques enable models to produce coherent and contextually appropriate text. For instance, a generative AI model trained on customer service interactions can learn to respond to inquiries in a way that mimics human conversation, enhancing customer support efficiency. This capability is particularly valuable for businesses looking to automate customer interactions while maintaining a personal touch. The synergy between ML and NLP allows for the development of sophisticated tools that can automate tasks and improve customer experiences. For example, in the financial services industry, generative AI can aid in drafting reports, creating personalized communication for clients, or even generating recommendations based on customer data. This not only streamlines operations but also fosters a more responsive and engaging relationship with clients. Overview of training processes. Training a generative AI model involves several key steps, starting with data collection. It is essential to gather a diverse and representative dataset that aligns with the desired output. Once the data is collected, it must be pre-processed, which includes cleaning and organizing the data to remove inconsistencies and enhance quality. Next, the model is initialized, and training begins. During this process, the model iteratively learns from the data. The training phase typically involves splitting the dataset into training and validation sets. The training set is used to teach the model, while the validation set evaluates its performance. Feedback loops are crucial during training. As the model generates outputs, it receives feedback based on its performance, allowing it to adjust and improve over time. This iterative process continues until the model reaches a satisfactory level of accuracy and can generate high-quality outputs. Finally, once the model is trained, it undergoes testing to ensure its reliability and effectiveness. In many cases, the model may also require fine-tuning to adapt to specific tasks or industries, such as financial services, ensuring it meets organizational needs. This step is vital for ensuring that the model performs optimally in real-world applications. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key components of generative AI, including models, algorithms, and data, and discussed the roles of machine learning and natural language processing. We also provided an overview of the training processes involved in developing generative AI systems. Understanding these components is essential for leveraging generative AI effectively in your professional context. As you move forward, consider how these concepts can be applied in your work, especially in enhancing customer service and operational efficiency. Reflection questions: how can understanding the core components of generative AI improve your approach to customer service within your organization? In what ways can machine learning and natural language processing enhance your current workflows or processes? Reflect on a training process you would implement for a generative AI model in your company. What steps would you prioritize?